I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama has strongly condemned today's bomb attack at Moscow's busiest airport. In a statement released by the White House, Mr. Obama called it an outrageous attack on innocent civilians. The powerful explosion went off in the airport's international arrivals hall. More than 30 people were killed and many more were wounded. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev called it a terror attack. The BBC's Daniel Sanford is in Moscow. He arrived on the scene shortly after the blast and was able to speak to eyewitnesses.
It seems as if a bomb, and that seems to be the only explanation, and some people say it was a suicide bomb, went off in the area where drivers and relatives are waiting for people to come through customs from the international baggage collection area. So if you imagine, the baggage collection area was packed full of people who'd arrived off several international flights, which had all arrived at a similar sort of time. Outside were drivers and relatives waiting for them. And that, of course, is a much less secure area, and that appears to be where the bomb went off.
And describe the scene at the airport just after you arrived. It was pretty bloody, we heard.
The normal area, there's a big car park in front of the airport where normally people are picking up and dropping off, and that was just a sea of ambulances. So there's perhaps 100 emergency vehicles here, ambulances, police vehicles, fire trucks, fire engines. There was a good deal of activity still going on. There were people here from the FSB, which is the Interior Security Ministry that's replaced the KGB. There was every kind of emergency service was here. And we immediately were able to talk to people who had been there at the time of the bomb, and they were saying that after the explosion itself and the dust settled, as it were, the only available option for moving the injured and the dead around was on luggage trolleys. So the scene was people being pushed around, bleeding, with bits of their bodies severely injured on luggage trolleys while they were waiting for the first ambulances to arrive.
Does the evidence make it clear it was a terrorist attack, as many officials are claiming?
Well, it doesn't seem to be any other explanation other than a bomb. There is no kind of reason for there to be a gas explosion. It's much more damage than could be done by any kind of electrical explosion. So it does appear to have been a bomb, and officials are suggesting it was a suicide bomb. What evidence they've got of that, we're not clear yet, but that's certainly their suggestion, and it's been described by President Medvedev as a terror attack. That's being their working assumption. And of course, many people are saying, well, the North Caucasus has been the source of many of the bomb attacks in recent years, notably the attack on the Moscow metro last March.
Domodedovo Airport is one of three airports serving Moscow. How big is the airport and how busy is it compared to, say, Chicago's O'Hare, JFK, or Heathrow in London?
It doesn't look as big as any of those airports, but it handles 20-odd million passengers a year, and it's become the airport of choice for many of the major international airlines, Emirates, British Airways, Lufthansa. All of them are people who use this airport as their airport of choice because it's been better organised in recent years, and they felt more secure, and they felt it's been a better organised place to operate.
That was the BBC's Daniel Sanford in Moscow. There's been enormous online reaction from Russians today, expressing everything from heartbreak to blame. You can see what they're saying at theworld.org.